This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The military relationship between the U.S. and Egypt is decades old and benefits both countries. Egypt gets everything from tanks and fighter jets to warships. The U.S. gets flyover rights, desert training exercises, and expedited passage for its navy through the Suez Canal. But the ongoing unrest in Egypt has raised serious questions about whether the Egyptian military will emerge from the crisis unscathed, and whether a new Egyptian government will value and maintain such a close military relationship. NPR's Tom Bowman has the story.
The military weapons and gear on the streets of Cairo have one thing in common.
All the people picking up tear gas canisters, it said made in the USA, and the jets that fly overhead and buzz the crowds are American F-16s. That sends a particular message in terms of where the United States stands.
Gary Sick worked on Middle East issues for three presidents at the National Security Council. He now teaches at Columbia University. The United States is the major arms supplier to Egypt, more than $1 billion each year from the American taxpayer. That pays for a full 80% of the weapons Egypt buys from American companies like General Dynamics. And there's more. Egypt gets hundreds of millions of dollars in surplus American military equipment. Larry Velty of National Defense University says that includes everything from two Navy frigates to helicopter spare parts.
Apache helicopters, which may not these days be state-of-the-art modern, but they're better than the Russian models that they had.
The Russian ones that they had until the mid-1970s. That's when Egyptian President Anwar Sadat turned his back on the Soviets and reached out to the Americans. Sadat and his successor Hosni Mubarak supported U.S. policy towards Israel, and Mubarak sent Egyptian troops to help the United States during the 1991 Gulf War. Again, Larry Velty.
One of the things they did was to contribute a tank battalion to a Desert Storm. And we wanted the Egyptian military to have the capability of doing that if we needed it again, especially in the 90s when Saddam was still making trouble.
More recently, the Egyptians sent a military field hospital to Afghanistan. Shibli Telhami, a Middle East studies professor at the University of Maryland, says the American military benefits from ties to Egypt.
The American military has been one of the strongest advocates of a strong relationship with Egypt because they understood the benefit that accrued to them through that interactive relationship with the Egyptian military.
So Egypt gets tanks and fighter jets, while the United States gets a foothold in the Middle East. Gary Sick of Columbia University explains it this way.
If the United States should feel a need to deploy forces at any point in the Middle East, Egypt would play a role as a staging point.
A staging point on the seas as well. The U.S. Navy sends an average of one dozen warships each month through Egypt's Suez Canal, a 100-mile waterway that's a key shortcut to reaching Iraq and Afghanistan. And the U.S. gets expedited processing when it sends its nuclear warships through the canal. Other countries have to wait weeks. So it wasn't a surprise that the top U.S. officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, called his counterpart in Egypt a few days ago. Mullen said he was confident the Egyptian military could provide for its country's security, both on the streets of Cairo and at the Suez Canal. But Professor Telhami of the University of Maryland says the security relationship between Egypt and the U.S. is one reason America is unpopular among average Egyptians.
The U.S. directly or indirectly bolstered the very agencies in the Middle East that are seen to be the anchors of repression.
Still, Telhami says the relationship between the two militaries is likely to remain strong. That's because the Egyptians need those American tanks and warplanes, and the Americans need, among other things, the canal. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.